We're going back to the halachas of Arba Minim. We are up to Simin Tofresh Memches, the halachas of the Esrig, and we will be doing the first two Si'ifim. Esrig HaYovesh Pasul. An Esrig that's dry is Pasul because it is not a Priyetz Hodor. Ushir HaYavshus Kshenu Motzi Shum Lecha. Yavshus means that there is absolutely no moisture in it. V'yivdok Al Yidei Shiyaver Bo Machat. You're supposed to measure this by putting a needle through it, uvochut, and on it a string. If there's any lecha in it, then you'll find it in the string. Says the Rama of Esrig Shumishana Sha'avra Vada Yavishu Pasul. Last year's Esrig is definitely dry and pasul. Now, first of all, if it's a little bit dry, it's kosher. So if it's kamush, the halach is it's kosher. It's kosher. Now, the Achronim ask Akasha, how can you check such an esrig? We learned that an esrig with a hole in it is pasul. So they answer that what you did is you put it only through one side of the esrig. It means you went from top to bottom and didn't get to the middle of the esrig. It's only when you go across it in an esrig that it's considered a nekev, I'm a foolish. That's the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says you do it all on the same side. Others say that from top to bottom, it is not considered a nekev mefulish. Now this that it says that last year's esrig is definitely yavesh, that's only if you took no precautions. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if it was left in a if it was vacuum packed, then there's no reason to think that it should be dried out for next year. Sibbeis, vacuum packed or airtight. Sibbeis, esrig shenikav nekev mefulish. An esrig that has a nekev in it that goes from one side all the way to the other. Kol shuhu, even if it's the tiniest hold, pasul, the esrig is pasul. Vishaino mefulish. What about a hole that doesn't run through it? The halacha. So, for example, someone went ahead and took this big nail and banged it into the esrig, but only halfway, or only a quarter of the way. So, imayaki iser. If it's the size of this coin called an iser pasul, then it's pasul. Vimchaser. Yes. So there, unless you have an extremely wide nail, more like a chisel, the halacha is it's going to be kasher. But if it's missing anything, the halacha is it's pasul. So it turns out, a nekev that goes through and through is pasul. A nekev that doesn't go through and through, but is not chaser, is only if it's large enough for the shear of an iser, and if it's missing something, that even a kolshu is pasul. This is all the first day. V'yeshomim the gam benekev mefulish beinin chaser in mashahu. The second day it says that even a nekev mefulish has to be missing something. V'sheinu mefulish b'chsaron ki iser. If it's not a nekev mefulish, then it's got to be missing an iser to be pasul. What are we paskin? Says the Rama, v'nogu l'asher and a kovim shenasu b'ilin v'yidei kotzim. Our minig is to be machsher holes that were made by thorns. Afal pi sheyesh b'em chsaron, even though they're missing something. Shezeru derek dilos, and that's the way they grow. And if you'd be medactic not to use it, you won't have an esrig. A miu im roa sheina orva basa kayam tocha nekev pasul esvara rishona, but if you see that it didn't grow over, did not all grow back, but there's still a hole in it, the halach is its pasul according to the first shita. Afal pi sheino mefulish, even though it doesn't go through and through. Ubishas atchak yesh lachol kesvara achron lachshuk saren sheina ki isav ena nekev mefulish. La halacha, we hold the ikar adin is like the first daya, that it is either a nekev mefulish, or a nekev ki iser, even though it's not mefulish, or a chasaron of mashu, any of those three will pasul. That's how we paskin. On yontif sheni, the Mishnah Berurah says that you can make a bracha if it's not a nekev mefulish and it's not missing anything. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down what happens if you have a suffik. You have this one of these holes made by a thorn and it grew back, but you have a suffik if it really grew back completely. So there the Mishnah Berurah says that you're allowed to go lakula because even if it did have a hole, since it's not missing anything and it's not an ekam of foolish, the second day it would be matter. So if you have a suffik if it's possible altogether, and even if it's possible the second day would be matter, then you can rely on that.